Well, no.
Hawks or eagles or coyotes or dogs and.
No, there were no coyotes, but there was lynx and bears and foxes, and this for there was hawks and eagles, lots of those.
Do you ever hear them making that noise? That
An owl, yes, at night you hear them. Yes, you can hear them now, you can hear them. You can hear those owls on the mountain.
Hawks,
you went up there any time in the night.
They'd be hovering overhead, you know. They're watching for the prey to dive down on them. And you can see them, they keep circling like this, circling around.
Moose? Are there moose?
Yes, there was moose here in the early days. And all kinds of caribou.
Uh-huh.
But there was no deer.
No, they would be quiet animals, wouldn't they? You wouldn't.
Oh, I would imagine, yes.
Do you recall any distinctive animal sounds?
Did you ever hear a moose call, like a bull moose?
No, I never even saw one.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No.
But I did once see, I was coming down with the cattle, interesting the spring, I think it was down May, and a weasel with a bunch of young ones, seven young ones following her,
uh-huh.
And she was calling them. She was calling the little ones behind her, they were that long, and she went, nice and like that, run along the fence, that I'd never seen. That's the only one when it comes to that.
What about the night sounds? For instance, you mentioned owls. Do you have any other sounds that you might associate with the nighttime?
Well, in the fall, like in September, in August, was the crickets. That's a beautiful sound, the sound of the cricket. And the grasshoppers too, you know, in the hot days, the grasshopper. And then in the night, you'd hear the crickets all night long. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful sound. Really sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
What about frogs? Do you ever hear frogs?
Frogs in the spring, yes, the frogs singing. Yeah, that's another beautiful sound.
Yes.
Oh my, I just love that sound.
Mm.
Frogs in the spring, the birds and frogs, and everything seems to awake when spring comes. You know, everything seems to come to life. I think everybody comes to life in the spring, you know, after a long winter. Everything's beautiful.
How about people's sounds? Like, I guess, a lumberman out in the bush chopping down a tree, and could you would hear that a lot if you were here in the middle of lumbering area.
St. Anne's there, they'd get that sound.
Oh, you'd get sounds.
Wouldn't that be something?
Power saws.
The power saws going.
That's what I hear, yes.
St. Anne's,
yeah. I'm thinking of those old lumbering sounds, you know.
That's right.
Well, all they had then was the crosscut saws then, see?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used then. And
in a buck saw.
This spring, he split all our own wood. Our son cut it, and our son-in-law cut the wood trees down and sawed them up in certain lengths, you know, for the stove wood.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in, he split it all, and he got a tractor, you know, our old tractor.
Mm-hmm.
But then it quit on him, so he got our son's tractor, and he made a box for to haul the wood home. And he hauled it from Wayne back here.